Well, it has been a turbulent week, in politics with floods, a cabinet reshuffle, and as we head into the weekend, of course, the Waitangi celebrations are to come. Our political editor, Jane Patterson, is there along with Deputy Political Editor Craig McCulloch, and they join us now for our Week in Politics review. Good morning to you both. Kia ora. Alrighty, Jane. The Week in Politics long week thing, all that sort of stuff. It has been another long week. Start us off, the floods, the political ramifications of these. I mean, most of the focus, the criticism, I guess, has been directed at Wayne Brown. But nonetheless, there's a big responsibility and a role for the government here and a lot of pressure on Chris Hipkins.
It was a delicate dance for the Prime Minister during the response to that flood, and many people would have seen that media conference with Wayne Brown and Chris Hipkins, and there was real tension and frustration in that initial response between central and local government. So he had to manage that and make sure that Aucklanders were getting the confidence that they needed from both central and local government while managing that relationship. He was asked about Wayne Brown later in the week, and he said, look, he has a specific relationship with the electorate that I don't. I'm just going to have to be there in support. So a big test for him, but the Minister of Auckland being appointed too, maybe that might help smooth some ruffles in those relationships.
Yeah, Craig, this is a tricky one. How did you think Christopher Luxon handled it? It's always difficult because he doesn't have the same level of oxygen. He was out there though, ripping up carpets and things.
Yes, it's a tricky balance for him as well. I mean, a crisis can be an opportunity, right? Bob Parker is the prime example of a leader who seemed at the time on the way out. Then the Christchurch earthquakes hit and his response ended up winning him plaudits in another term as mayor. A crisis can also be a catastrophe, a personal catastrophe, as Wayne Brown seems to be finding out. So as Jane said, Chris Hipkins, his immediate performance has seemed to be okay. I was somewhat underwhelmed by him immediately, sort of shrinking into the background of the early media conference. The handling of the schools on again, off again closures has been a bit messy. But then Christopher Luxon, in response, his criticism of it has been a bit patchy as well. He sort of got into a bit of a, backed himself into a corner around whether the schools, who was responsible for the decisions around the schools, whether it was the ministry or NEMA, and whether it was appropriate to be criticising them in the midst of a crisis. I think ultimately Aucklanders are going to be the judge of all of this, and probably both of them, Chris Hipkins and Chris Luxon, are lucky that right now the frustration is being channeled at Wayne Brown and not them.
Jane, the polls this week, one of them took in some of the flood response, but really it was obviously an initial reaction from the electorate to the changeover. We've talked about it a little bit, but you know, what, how do you think the political parties are reacting to that? What effect do you think it has had now that the polls at least would suggest it's pretty neck and neck?
I think it definitely gave Labor that boost of confidence it needed to start the new year, and really the confidence too to set off on this policy reset and reshuffle that Chris Hipkins had unveiled. He had a big opportunity this week and coming weeks. The publicity around his election of Prime Minister, a good poll, the opportunity, and obviously a terrible situation for Auckland, but as Craig said, crisis management, that's the time for a Prime Minister to step up. So he came out of the blocks with that cost of living announcement in terms of the fuel subsidies and public transport being extended, despite saying very short time ago, no, this isn't the right way to go. We have to stop it. Then they flip it back and say, no, it is. It's now the time. Things are different. Well, Grant Robertson, the only thing he could come up with that was different was the change of Prime Minister, which of course is significant, but they're basically using Jacinda Ardern's departure to really square away that sort of thing. But Christopher Luxon too really struggled to articulate National's position. It's tricky. What do you say? No, you shouldn't get discounted fuel, and the government insisting it's not inflationary. So it put National in a difficult corner as well.
Well, surely you can. Obviously, it's politically and popular, a popular policy. The government knows that. But in terms of a U-turn, Craig, this is a whopper. I mean, it was only about 48 days ago they were adamantly saying you couldn't keep extending it.
Extraordinary, really. I mean, the extension is near indefensible as anything other than an election bribe. I mean, petrol prices, they are lower right now than they were at the start of the war in Ukraine. And then you look, I mean, it's been criticised from the right and left. The critique from the right is that this is a poor use of funding. It's incoherent decision-making from the left. It's subsidising fossil fuels and it's benefiting the wealthy more than the poor. At the end of the day, you know, economists might hate it. The public hate high petrol costs even more, and that's actually what Labor cares about now.
Craig,
an election approaching, and they want to win.
Thank you very much, Craig McCullough. Jane Patterson, we've got to leave it there.